At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, what did you think of the game?
It was preseason football, Fred.
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty damn sloppy.
Let me say this. If you thought something was really good about yesterday's game, it probably isn't as good as you think. If you think something was really bad about yesterday's game, it probably isn't as bad as you think. Like, that's... everyone seems to be really down on what Tom Savage did. And what I saw was one bad series, one series where, and I say bad series, he had some incompletions and really didn't have much time to get rid of the ball. And then one series where they just ran and it didn't work. And then he locked in and what did he throw? It had like eight completions in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, that, to me, Tom Savage, he looked all right.
He did look all right, but I would... It's so much of this you have to couch because it is preseason.
Right.
The first two series, they were up against the number one defense. They did nothing.
Okay.
And then the third series, they brought in the backups, and he looked the way you expect a quarterback to look in a preseason game against backups.
That's what he should do.
But I don't think he looked bad at all. And, you know, it's such a small sample size. But, yeah, you know, I don't think he played poorly. Well, I do think that offensive line was a wreck against the first team Carolina defense.
Yeah. And, well, not just the first team necessarily, because Deshaun got sacked a few times as well.
Three times, yeah.
I'll say this, and I liked seeing what, you know, we got to see a lot of Deshaun Watson. We had a large sample size of Deshaun Watson, which I kind of thought it would be a little more evenly split, but it was clear that we were going to see a little bit of Savage, a lot of Watson, a little bit of Whedon at the end.
Yeah.
And I expected it to be sort of, you know, maybe 35-35-30 on the percentages. And that clearly wasn't. I mean, it was like 15, you know, 70-15 is what it boiled down to. And maybe even less than that of Whedon. We hardly saw anything of him.
Yeah, basically, I would say... He got to throw a few passes at the end because they were trying to catch up, but
they were showcasing him last night, and I mean he didn't disappoint. He showed some good things. He showed some things he's got to work on. I mean he overthrew a handful of balls.
Yeah, I went back and looked at it. I think there were three passes that he was really inaccurate on, and then there's some others that were close that could have been better throws. But for the most part, yeah, I thought he looked pretty good. But I have two thoughts about that as well. I'd like to see him with the ones. But the flip side is, even though he got sacked three times, Carolina was not getting a ton of pressure.
Nope.
They were pretty much playing zone. And so he had time in the pocket. That's not going to happen in a real game. Now, what he did in the pocket, I loved his – I mean, his instincts are fantastic back there. I love that he's able to take off and run. And most of the time when he did take off and run, it was the right time to do it. It wasn't one of those things where he panicked and took off too fast because he kept his eyes downfield most of the time. I loved all that, but it's hard to get too excited when you know that a team's not really coming after you. And the breakdowns for the sacks were, and there were some, and I know David Quesenberry's a great story, but he did not have a good game last night. I don't know what people were expecting. But.
Yeah, I heard on the post game on the television show, Travis Johnson was doing some post game stuff for him, and he was like, "He's on." Like, and I don't know who the regular commentator guy was that was doing it with him, but he said, "And he's only going to get better." And Travis Johnson was like, "Yeah, he's only going to get better." And I'm like, "I don't think so, guys. I think like this is kind of what David Quesenberry is." And again, we've talked about this a lot. Really great story. But I just have no expectations of him from a football standpoint. And I know that might sound cold, but that's just sort of realistic to me. Overall, you can see there's two things that jumped out at me last night that are going to be problematic. I mean, at least again, it's all with a grain of salt because it's just a preseason game. But the offensive line is something that I was worried about going in, and they did nothing to make me feel better yesterday. And the secondary looks rough. And God forbid that an injury occurs to Jonathan Joseph, Kevin Johnson, or Kareem Jackson, because there's nothing at cornerback beyond those guys.
The one guy that I'm constantly baffled that he keeps getting thrown out there, and they played him in the regular season last year, and they kept saying, oh, this guy shows promise, is Nelson.
He's horrible.
What promise? And last night was brutal, man.
I'm confused on him, too. Like, I get, again, your options beyond your top cornerbacks is pretty limited, but that's not the answer. That can't be the answer. Can't be.
No. There's got to be somebody else, because that guy, I don't even know what he's doing on the team, much less on the field. And that's not because of last night. That's because of what I saw last year, too.
Right. And you know what? Realistically, Fred, you and I, we talked about this going into the draft, and obviously we didn't know that they were going to push all in and get to number 12 in the draft and basically be limited with everything else they could do. But I mean, to get, basically they got two offensive linemen if you count Kyle Fuller, the center, but they got Julian Davenport on offensive line in the fourth round, and then they got Tressen Dekou in the fifth round to play in the secondary. They really didn't prioritize those positions, and that's what we said going in, is obviously quarterback is a big need, but the positions that they need to prioritize in the offseason are those two. And if you're using a fourth and a fifth and a seventh that's not prioritizing. Mm-hmm. They use their second-round pick on a linebacker. They use their third-round pick on a running back. And by the way, Foreman looked good, and I think Foreman can play, but that's not the positions that I felt needed to be prioritized in the offseason. And I think you're kind of seeing now that was a real issue.
Well, a lot to get to. If you want to weigh in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll keep going with this for a while because it's
the first day after a football game. Yeah, I'm about it. I'd like to hear what the people thought.
Yeah, I want to hear what you guys think.
I do think there's a bit of overreaction to, oh my God, Deshaun Watson is the truth. Let's slow down on that. Deshaun Watson didn't do anything to me that was disappointing or looked awful. Like you said, he had some overthrows. He's a rookie quarterback. I expect to see some of that.
But he didn't look like a rookie quarterback. I'll say that much. Okay. I thought he looked like a guy who'd been on the field before in the NFL.
He looked composed.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
But that doesn't mean, and that gets back to what I was saying. When they're not coming after you and you have time to look things over, it's an easier game. Yeah. And that's the thing. I'd like, if he played with the ones, he'd be playing with guys who are actually looking to catch the ball. Not that they would, but they'd be looking to catch it and getting open. But he'd also be facing a hell of a lot more pressure. But a lot to get to. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.